coming up on episode number 1227 of Coverville. We got two people born on the same day, 5 years apart. Both, well, I guess the connection is, besides the birthday, is the letters U, S, and H. Kate Bush turning 60 today, August 1st, and Geddy Lee from the band Rush. And if you've learned anything from these episodes of Coverville, you know that, sure, when you listen to the originals, those two bands probably not going to be in the same playlist. However, when we're dealing with covers, there's a lot of commonalities that we can find. It is the Kate Bush and Rush cover story. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, August 1st, 2018. My name is Brian Ippen. Welcome to another edition of the show. A couple cover stories for you today, although, you know, easily could have added, as the chat room is reminding me, I could have added Usher to the list. I could have played a set of Bush music. No, you're not getting any of those. You're getting Kate Bush and Rush. I'm trying not to say Russian Bush. You're getting Russian Bush today on the show. No, it's Kate Bush and Rush. Geddy Lee celebrating a birthday, Kate Bush celebrating a birthday, and this is just the best way to celebrate a birthday in Coverville. It's by listening to a set or two of music covering your greatest hits or even some deep cuts, and that's exactly what we've got going on in the show today. As a matter of fact, we're going to get things started with the song really that launched the career of Kate Bush. This was the one that a lot of people heard before anything else. This was the thing that got original radio play, airplay, and a very, well, kind of set the tone for several interpretive dance music videos. Some very ethereal, wispy, and kind of wondrous music videos that Kate Bush has done over the years. Let's see what you think. This one, though, takes it in a totally different direction. If you thought you knew Wuthering Heights, that's all about to change. From 2011, the band Electric Blanket and a single of the same name. Here is Wuthering Heights.
Couldn't leave. On top of are not ones for busting through walls, but they've told us unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can't have it all. He's gonna wangle a way to get out of it. She's an excuse and a witness, a talk when he's called, but they've told us unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can't have it all. Can't have it all. I've got a glimpse of a god, all shining and bright. Suddenly my feet are feet of mud. It all goes slow-mo. I don't know why I'm crying. Am I suspended?
Song that was originally released on Kate Bush's album The Dreaming, I think one of my favorite, maybe my favorite Kate Bush album, a song called Suspended in Gaffa. Now, G-A-F-F-A, Gaffa, refers to gaffer tape, that black tape that electricians and stage managers use to put stuff on a set, and sometimes you can get stuck in it, or if you're a fly, you're permanently suspended in gaffa. That version right there by Ra Ra Riot from the album The Rum Line from 2008. Great cover right there. Before that, Charlotte Martin and a beautiful version of Cloud Busting. That one from her album Reproductions. You're only going to find that one on the bonus track version because that is one of the additional tracks. So look for that when you're looking for that album, which came out in 2007. Steve Ball with a cover of a song that you might know as the Kate Bush version. You might also know it by the Placebo version, Running Up That Hill. That one came out on his 2003 album, Naive Melodies. And Electric Blanket with an incredible version of Wuthering Heights. There's a couple versions out there. That's one of them that just turns the song on its ear. Another one is the White Flag version, which I've played on Coverville a few times. Decided not to play that one this time. Electric Blanket and their cover of Wuthering Heights. I love what they did with that, and it's a single from 2011. It, you know, exemplifies what I love about covers. This taking something old and making it completely new. And I just love the bass line and love the way they took it. Very cool. Moving on to another set of Kate Bush's music. 1998 brought us the I Wanna Be Kate, the Songs of Kate Bush tribute album. I can't believe I said Kate Bush like a waint. TMS fans know that one. The Moviegoers contributed this cover of a song called Hounds of Love. Here it is right now.
Running in the night, afraid of what might be, hiding in the dark, hiding in the street, and of what was following me. The hounds of love are hunting. I've always been a coward. I don't know what's good for me. And here I go, coming from it through the trees. Help me, someone, help me, please. Take my shoes off from every place. Let me take him in my hands. His little heart beats so fast, and I'm afraid of running away from nothing real. I just can't deal with this. I'm still afraid to be there among your hounds of love. I feel your arms around me. Always been a coward, and I don't know what's good for me. Well, here I go. Don't let me go. Take my shoes off and throw them in the lake.
Thank you. I was born till the sun and the moon meet on yon hill. I'm giving it all in a moment or two. I'm giving it all in a moment for you. I'm giving it all, giving it, giving it, giving it. This kicking here inside makes me leave you behind. No more under the quilt to keep you warm. Your sister I was born. Now you must lose me like an arrow shot into the killer stone.
Oh, do you know you have the face of a genius? I'll send your love to Zeus. Oh, by the time you read
God, you can cope. I stand outside. This woman's work, this woman's world. Oh, it's hard on the man. Now his part is over. Now starts the craft of the fall. Strength left. I know you have a little life in you, yeah. I know you have a lot of strength left. I should be crying, but I just can't let it show. Should be hoping, but I can't stop thinking of all the things I should have said that I never said. All the things we should have done that we never did. All the things I should. Go, make it go away. Give me these moments back. Give them back to me.
Man, that's beautiful. That is this woman's work performed by Ella Henderson, recorded in 2016 for BBC Radio 2's Sounds of the 80s Volume 2. And another song that came from The Sensual World, we'll talk about that in just a second, but it wasn't originally part of the album The Sensual World. It was actually written for the John Hughes movie She's Having a Baby, written specifically for the childbirth scene as Kevin Bacon is realizing that his pregnant wife and the baby are kind of in health, having health issues, health danger. And man, when you hear that song in that movie, in that context, it is just powerful as I'll get out. I think they used it. Actually, I know they used it in the most recent season of The Handmaid's Tale, both as background music for a scene and also for the title of one of the later episodes. We're not all the way through, so maybe they use it more than once, but holy cow, that is a powerful song. Ella Henderson and her version of this woman's work. And yeah, Maxwell also did a great cover of this song too, as chat room is pointing out, really good version there by Maxwell. If you haven't heard that one, that's another one to check out. The Kick Inside by the Justin Vivian Bond. I was going to say the Justin Vivian Band, but it's Bond. From his album Silver Walls, Wells from 2012. Okay. Oh, I'm getting my vowels all mixed up here. O-E Bond Wells. There we go. Justin Vivian Bond. The album is Silver Wells. Came out in 2012. The track before that is a recover of sorts, and it's a really cool story behind it. So for her album, The Sensual World, the title track was called The Sensual World, and basically was the story of Molly Bloom in James Joyce's Ulysses, escaping from the printed page and seeing this new magical, colorful world as she leaves the book and sees the world as it is. That's because Kate Bush could not get the rights to actually use her soliloquy from Ulysses. After she released the album, she finally did get permission from the Joyce estate, and so in 2011, she recorded a new album called Director's Cut, where she does recovers of some of her existing songs, does like new versions of them, stripped down versions and re-recorded versions. And she includes this track, which is now called Flower of the Mountain, which now is verbatim the soliloquy from Ulysses. So it's kind of cool. And because it's a cover of the Ulysses, it's a cover of James Joyce. There you go. It's a cover three times over, and we'll take it. Kate Bush and Flower of the Mountain, originally done as Sensual World. Before that, The Man with the Child in His Eyes by Magella O'Shea. That one from a 2012 album called Refashioned, Refashioned 2, British Airways, which you can find on Bandcamp. And Hounds of Love by The Moviegoers. That one from a tribute that came out in 1998 called I Want to Be Kate, The Songs of Kate Bush. And again, another popular cover of that one is the one by The Futureheads. If you go back, by the way, look at some other episodes of Coverville where I've done Kate Bush cover stories. This is the third time I've done a cover story for Kate Bush. You're going to find a lot of those on there, and it's a good, gives you a good variety of some of these versions and some of these songs. So there you go. Let's switch gears from the birthday girl Kate Bush to the birthday boy Geddy Lee, both of them celebrating birthdays today, and Geddy Lee turning 65. So let's do some Rush covers. Let's start off with this one. Great version of The Spirit of Radio. This one comes from the band Spin from their 2015 album, What a Rush. Appropriately enough, here's The Spirit of Radio. Your morning mood, off on your way.
happy solitude.
We'll be right back.
Man, that it comes up out of nowhere. Tom Sawyer by Mindless Self-Indulgence from their 2008 album You'll Rebel to Anything, which was recently expanded and remastered. But the original has that cover on it as well, so no matter what version you pick up, it'll have that great cover there of Tom Sawyer. Before that, Ninja Sex Party from their Under the Covers Volume 2 album, which came out last year, a cover of Limelight. Those guys, definitely fans of Rush. They try to include a Rush cover on all of their cover projects, so there are quite a few that you can choose from. They even do a cover of Spirit of Radio, but I decided on a different version, obviously, for this one. Anthrax, right before that, from their album Anthems from 2013, and the appropriately titled Anthem. You don't do an album called Anthems and not include Anthem. Seems like an obvious choice. Dream Theater, with a surprising 4-minute and 4-second song, which is about 1/3 the length of a typical Dream Theater song. YYZ from their Majesty demos 1985 to 1986. Terrific. And Spin with a cover of The Spirit of Radio. That one from their 2015 EP, really is a better word to describe it, called What a Rush. Really just featured two Rush covers. And yeah. Right, I know somebody points out, what, an album called Under the Covers? A covers album? That's amazing. Yeah, no kidding. Oh, come on, people. No more. Never again. Don't use that title anymore. No, that Spin album, EP, What a Rush, just has two Rush covers on it, so you can't really call it an album. You can kind of call it a maxi single if, you know, you hearken back to the parlance of the 90s. Anyway, that is going to bring us right to the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, a little shorter than last week's 2-hour or 95-minute extravaganza or whatever it was. Got to balance these out. Plus, I have a press release to write for the brand new podcast, America's Next Top Podcaster. So that's got to happen this afternoon. But hopefully what I gave you as far as a show was quality, if not quantity. But that is going to do it. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, email me. Requests at Coverville is the email address to use. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Of course, Coverville.com is where you go for everything else. It's got everything there. You can do a search. You can find previous episodes. You can find lists of cover songs that I have or haven't played on the show. So lots of great stuff to look for. But that's going to do it. Until next week, that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they all capture the spirit of radio.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.